W4DJW.
Jan4RJM.
KN4RJN, W4DJW. Good evening, John.
Hey, Dave. I'm trying to get the net control software and Echolink on this other computer because the one that had the noisy fan is noisy again. I had it fixed, and now it's going back again, so I don't know what's the matter with it. I'm trying to switch over on computers. The net control software does not want to cooperate with this computer, and I'm not sure exactly what the issue is.
Did you get that Visual Studio plug-in or whatever that was that Mike was putting on people's computers that wouldn't do that the last time? Did you ever get a copy of that? I think I sent you an email that had a link in it to it.
I tried putting that in there, and it didn't cooperate. I tried putting it in the same file folder, and it still wouldn't work. I don't know what the issue was.
It's like a fix pack. It's something that you have to execute. It's not something that you just put in a folder. It's something you run, and you probably right-click on and say run as administrator.
I have to go back and see if it's in there. I remember going to the link, and I remember trying to find the file, and seems like I can't remember now. I gave up. I had to move on to some other things, but this one computer I've got. I don't know what's up with the fan. I had it fixed. The guy actually replaced the fan with a new one, and it's still doing it. It's kind of annoying. So I'm trying to switch over to this other computer. And I've got stuff on one computer and stuff on the other computer, and I lost my flash drive. I'm trying to transfer files over and stuff. I'm trying to fill out all this loan paperwork for the house and a bunch of other crap, so I've been busy with some other stuff. Between that and hauling Christmas decorations, I really hadn't gotten to it yet.
Okay, I just pulled up my email, and I was looking up what it was that he said. Oh, that's it. VC redist underscore x86 dot zip. That's a zip file. It's something that you... I can send it to you again if you don't have it, but it's a redistribution package, and you explode it or you unzip it, and then you run the program that's inside it as administrator, and that should fix it so that you can install it and run it.
That too, again, and I'll see if I can get it on this other computer.
Okay, I just hit the send button. I don't know how big it is. Oh, it's already sent. It already went to my outbox, and now it's back in my sent box, so it's not that big. 2 megabytes on one file and 1 megabyte on the other. It's got the net control software in there, too.
Over to this other computer and see if I can get it going. I stand by to see if anybody was up and had the net. I see that you do, so I'll let you take it, and I'll put over this.
Okay, let me know if you have any trouble. I was just over here reading, so I'll get back to my reading, and if you have any issues, I should be around unless Amy calls me or something. I have to walk out of the room. Anyway, good luck. KN4RJN, W4DJW.
Enjoy your reading. 4CPA Mobile. KN4RJN, where are you mobiling about to?
Taking my ponies to the barn.
Tennis in this weather, did you?
Tennis, hour and a half match.
You're just not right to be playing in this weather.
37 degrees, it's not that bad.
A bubble, or were you outside?
Went through a scratchy spot.
And Dennis in the bubble, or were you outside?
We were outside.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're just not right. In a hole. muffled again. I can't hear you. Like you're starting to come out of the hole. I caught the tail end of that.
He's in on Baywood there, going by the two hospitals right in there.
You're still pretty scratchy, but I caught most of that somewhere in between two hospitals.
And I can't see it, even though they're lit up. I need to put my reading glasses on, and that's probably not a good idea since I'm driving.
Assuming you can read the highway signs and stoplights and that sort of thing.
I passed my eye exam for my driver's licenses. That's all I need to do. Yeah, I can see fine. I just need a little magnification for reading.
Generally take my glasses off to read. I only need them to see if I'm going any further than about 5 feet in front of my face.
I used to wear glasses for distance, and one day I took them off and I realized I could see clearer with them off, so I just quit wearing them. It's weird. My eyes actually got better.
When I do that, it's because of a cataract. It hadn't clouded up yet, but it acted like a secondary lens and actually made my one eye a little bit stronger. So, you know, I'll let it sit there for a while until it clouds up, and then I'll have something done with it.
My dad had, he had two cataracts in one eye. And they wouldn't operate because that was his only good eye, and they were afraid, you know, he might lose his sight in that eye, and then he would have been blind.
Yeah, that would be unfortunate. So, did you win?
We won 2 out of 3. We were tied on the last one. We just couldn't take it anymore. It was just getting too cold.
Told you that before you went out there, but hey, whatever.
It's 40 when we started. It's 35, 30. Ooh. My car thermometer says 33 now. So, I don't know.
Well, I'm checking my phone to see what it is here, but it's still just spinning. It was 36 about an hour ago.
I just had to run a stop sign and pull that right in front of me. And then just sit there. Like a knot on his head.
Yeah, the road into Inman from where I live on Asheville Highway, it's 55 through there, and have guys pull out and, you know, 100 yards ahead of me and then do 35. Like, if you were in that big a hurry, why don't you step on the gas pedal for a change?
They'd see me coming, and, you know, and he just, I mean, he didn't slow down. He just, and it was a right angle, you know, the road came into my road at a 90-degree angle, so they wouldn't know. Curve or anything, and he just kept going. He didn't even slow down, but then he got out where I was, and then he just poked along, and I got up on his bumper, and he took off.
Roger. Well, you know, it takes all kinds, I guess.
Fifth grade teacher used to say, that was her saying, takes all kinds to make up this world. Oh, me. I was standing in line at Philo one day over there, not far from the school, and of course I was grown and she was in line in front of me. She turned around and looked at me. She said, "You're one of my children, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am."
not all. A good number of my high school teachers are gone, but there's still a few hanging around. There was one that was my ninth grade physical science teacher, and I went on his Mole High School's website about a year or two ago, and that sucker was still teaching. And I thought, wow, he either really loves his job, or Indiana has the world's worst teacher retirement system in the country. Option. 4RJN, say again, sir.
Take an option.
That's entirely possible. But I think he finally did retire, but man, he must have been 80 years old.
Because they don't get what they deserve, really. I used to be so. I know. KB4NC Mole.
Test of that, I'm a retired teacher myself, but I didn't wait till I was 80 years old to do it.
That's just last 5 years, and that was it. All right, guys. I'm almost home, and nice talking to you guys, but I have to take a shower and see a couple things. I catch you guys on the way up. 73 for now. Scary for anything.
Hey, take care. Stevie's doing there.
Yeah, 73 is KB4CBA. Yeah, I'm still here. I was just letting y'all talk, and since he jumped in there, certainly don't want to tie up hog the repeater.
That going here in about, looks like 11, 12 minutes.
And I'm about 2 minutes from the house. So there's a traffic light here. Getting ready to turn around to Rutherford Road, and then I'll practically be at my subdivision entrance by the time I get on Rutherford Road good.
Back on out of here. I'm trying to talk to you and read an email that doesn't make any sense, and it looks like it came from my wife, so I'll have to run upstairs to see what she's talking about. Any of it. Take care out there. Watch out for the crazies. Get home, get warmed up. We'll talk at you later. Okay, and 4RJN, I am clear.
Have a good evening, and we'll talk to you later. 73's KB4CBA Mobile.